One question.
Tu veux
7 minutes.
All set? Good. Okay. Let's see what we find here. Okay. A very warm welcome again to everyone. Here we are already at our functional design meeting, and this is what we are going to do. The opening, which we are doing now. And a special note, I'm project manager, but on the meetings I'm also the secretary, which means I will make minutes, as I did at the previous meeting. And I'll also put these as fast as possible in the project folder, so you can see them, review what we have discussed. If I'm right, there are three presentations. I guess each one of you has prepared one.
Yes.
Good. And we will also take a look at new project requirements. If you haven't heard about them yet. And then, of course, we have to take a decision on the remote control functions, and we have some more time, 40 minutes, but I think we will need it. I don't know who wants to go first with this presentation.
First.
Okay.
Shall I go first with the users?
Is there
everybody
order?
Already has his
yeah.
presentation, you can adjust it.
Okay.
And one question, your name is Danny?
Okay. I want to explain the working design of a remote control. It's possibly very handy if you want to design one of those. It basically works as I wrote down in this little summary. When you press a button, that's when you do, for example, when you want to turn up the volume, a little connection is made. The rubber button just presses on a little pin plate, which makes a connection that gives the chips, which is mounted beneath those the plastic of the rubber button, sense that a connection has been made. And knows what button you press, for example, the volume up or volume down button. The chip makes a Morse code-like signal, which then is signaled to several transistors, which makes which sends the signal to a little LED. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. And that makes the infrared light signal, which is sent to the television set, which has a sensor in it to sense the signal of the infrared. That's basically how it works. The findings I found searching up some detailed information about the remote controls are that they are very easy to produce. It's possible to make it in mass production because it is as easy as printing a page. Just a fiberglass plate is covered with some coatings and chips. And the technology is already available. We don't have to find out how remote controls have to work or how to make some chips that are possible to transmit those signals. I made a little animation about how a remote controller works.
Animation.
There is something turning.
Yeah,
it's a little bug. It's in the smartphone.
Okay. Well, subcomponent, I suppose that you understand what subcomponent is. For in this example, it's the button. When it's pressed down, the switch is switched on. So with the wire is sent to the chip in cooperation with the battery, of course, because to make a signal possible, you have to have some sort of electronic. Yes. Okay. After it's being composed by the chip, the signal is transported to the infrared bulb, and from there it signals a Morse code-like signal to the bulb in intelligence set. Okay. I wrote down some personal preferences about the remote control. Of course, it is very handy if the remote control is handheld, so you don't have to wind it up or something, or just it's very light to make to use it. I personally prefer that come available in the various colors and easy to use buttons, but I suppose that one of the other team members thought of that too. And it is possible for several designs and easy to use buttons. Perhaps soft touch, touch screen buttons, because the rubber buttons are always they can be slightly damaged, so the numbers on the buttons are not possible to read anymore. And as I said before, we can make several designs. Okay, well, that's my contribution to this meeting.
Okay,
to
thank you.
This.
Of the remote. I did this by looking at examples of other remote controls, of how they look, and information from the web that I found. Well, what I found was that the actual use of a remote control is to send messages to the television set, how you, what you described just for me. And this can be all sorts of messages turned on, turned off, change the channel, just fill in the kind of thing. Play video text, but also play CD if you use it as a player, the remote control or that one. There are some examples of remote controls. You can see they are very different. The one has got all the functions that you would possibly need and a lot of buttons, etc. And the other is more user friendly, with little, with big buttons, and not all the stuff you can do with it, but the essential stuff is there. I guess you could better, you should look at a user-centered approach, because the customer has to use them, and if they don't think it's usable, they don't buy it. A lot of buttons they may think, I don't need as much as that. Personal preferences is a simple remote with the basic functions that you can need, you could use. But keep in mind the new functions of TV, what we discussed earlier, split screen, and is that a function that you should have because all the TVs will have them, or because of only a few and isn't really necessary. And then I will make so that you can use it on more than one appliance. If you have one that does the video, it could also work with the stereo, because play is play and stop and that's it. You could reuse the buttons so that you don't have to have a lot of buttons for anything. And it should be user-friendly, clear buttons, and not too much. And that is my presentation.
Okay,
thank you.
Because we just discussed the functional requirements of the remote, then that means that functions users want to have from a remote control, or just the methods I I prefer is we're going to look which section of the users we are going to focus a lot more. Are the young people going to buy a remote control or elderly people? And then that section we're going to focus and adjust the remote more to that section than the whole user section. Okay. Some data. Younger people from 16 to 30, 45 years are more interested in few features like LCD screens, speech recognition, etc. And to possess about 2/3 of the market from in that range of age. The elderly people from 45 years to 65 years are not that much interested in features and will possess less than 2/3, that's 2/5 of the market share in that area. Findings. 50% of the users lose their remote often. So we don't have to make it very small, like a mobile phone or something, but somewhat bigger than small, so you don't lose that much anymore. 75% of the users also find it ugly, and 75% of the users said a lot. So the buttons should be that small, or shouldn't be that complex, because you have to switch for the buttons, which one you're going to use. Important issues about the remote. I think it will be better with the personal reference, but remote control has to have a low power usage because 75% of the users only step one time an hour, so the power usage is also one time an hour. So with a high power usage, we would use a lot of batteries. Volume button and the channel buttons are the two most important buttons on the remote control, so those have to be found very easily and have to be somewhat like bigger, etc. It has also been have to find easily when the label is gone. My colleague also announced that the label should be scratched off or could be off slits. So if that's the problem, you also have to find it easily on the remote. Buttons, like my other colleague said, have to be minimalized or should be covered or in an LCD screen. LCD screen is easy because you have the LCD screen, you have the various options, put one option and then you have all the buttons of that option, so the other options will be gone and you don't see the buttons. So LCD screen should be easy, but an LCD screen, the problem with the LCD screen is that elderly people from 45 to 65 years don't use the LCD screen a lot. So we have to keep that in mind, that if you're going to implement an LCD screen, you don't have to make it that hard to learn or to use.
LCD screen as in touchscreen?
Yeah, touchscreen, yeah. The last but not least, younger people are more critical about the features, because they use the remote control often, more often, and are more technical than the older people. And the older people spend more money and easily on the remote control. So we have to keep in mind to focus not a lot, not that much on the younger people, but also somewhat on the elderly people. And on my personal references, I don't have any more time to cover that, but like I said, LCD screen is easily to use because you have can implement a lot of buttons in one remote, you know, that much buttons. And it should be easy to use, especially the volume buttons, the channel buttons, and the number buttons to set through the channels. And that is it.
Okay. Well, that's all. I don't know, did everyone receive an email with the new project requirements?
No. I didn't.
And then I think it's a good thing that I made a separate slide of them so you can all read them. Oh, what is this presentation? Should be in there. Well, I can tell you them on my laptop. Teletext has become outdated since the popularity of the internet. So that's the first thing I think we should pay less attention to teletext. The remote control should only be used for the television, otherwise the project becomes more complex, which endangers the time to market and of course it will make it more costly, I think. Our current customers are within the age group of 40 plus, new products should reach a new market with customers that are younger than 40. We talked about it before. And a last point, but also very important, our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products, which means that our corporate color and slogan must be implemented in the new design. So we have to keep that in mind. According to our agenda, it's then time to take a decision on the remote control functions. So who has any idea about what should be on it or what shouldn't?
Well, you said it should only with one appliance, or with one, let's say, only the TV?
Yeah, only you.
And
for
video also, or not?
Oh, it says only for television.
Yeah, well. Okay.
Makes it a lot easier.
So yeah, anything more? Requirements? No? Functions?
And it should have on, off?
Yeah. Standby, it seems, then by volume channel, 1 kilo to 0 numbers on it.
I think
that
doesn't
have to be.
No.
The
no.
Other functions.
Yes,
yeah,
button where it can
change
from one number to two numbers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's easy to implement a button with a special do that, because some TVs, if you press this one and then a two,
it makes
it 12. Then in 5 seconds, you make 12.
Yeah.
And that's not relaxed.
Yeah. And there are some models that don't accommodate that function. So the Philips television makes it possible in that indeed to press 1 and then 2 to make to reach channel 12. But all the television makes use of those buttons,
yeah.
Where you first press a button and then press 2 digits to
yeah,
skip. How
many targets? HR?
Well, new products should reach a market with customers that are younger than 40. And now we have customers 40 plus.
Because younger people was younger people have 16 to 25
age
are 81% interest in LCD screen. From 26 to 35 to 66%, and 36 to 45 to 55%. So I think to because most remote controls print plate will be broken in about 2 years. You have to press very hard to go to the next level with LED screens. It's easier because you only have to wipe the screen to for a finger print.
Yeah. But I think that collides with our mission to make it very cheap, because LCD screens are very expensive.
Yeah, but
touch screen probably even more. So
true.
But is it possible to make an LCD screen? How was the information?
Yeah, it always says that this percentage like LCD screen, because yeah, and it says that younger age between 16 and 45 highly interesting features more critical.
So perhaps we should focus on that LCD screen.
Yeah, because our target is 16 to 45.
Yeah, but will we not exceed our production?
Yeah, you don't know how much it costs.
Is it possible to find out?
I don't know how much costs. I only have percentages.
And if you do an LCD screen, don't you have any buttons? Or because if you only direct at the TV, then you only have. I don't know what you want.
An LCD screen is just like a drawing. It just displays several buttons.
Yeah.
For example, if you want the minimal use buttons such as channel and volume, it just displays 4 buttons on the screen,
yeah.
And
so
it's possible to press them down, just like the screen.
Yeah. So you can adjust which buttons you want on that.
Yeah,
it would make it possible to do that.
For example, adjust the audio settings, press audio or touch screen, you get the buttons for the audio settings.
Yeah,
so the other buttons will go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going for an LCD screen?
Yeah.
I think it's the most
it's my.
And hoping that when we produce a lot, it won't be too expensive.
Well, we had 1250, I guess.
Yeah.
1250?
Yeah. I don't know how expensive. Any guesses?
Well, I suppose if the markets are if the young people are interested in LCD screens, we should make them. And if that is our market share to and our goal to deliver those
But he also said that we should not only focus on the younger people, but also on the older. And will they use it if it only has an adult
Um, it's 46 to 45, 32% and 60, 56 to 65, 12%.
Oh,
But
so
our
still younger people.
project requirements are the new products should be reached for new markets and customers that are not there fully.
But you don't want to alienate the other
No, they're not done.
So if they also buy from as well.
Yeah, but the market share for 40 years and younger is higher than 65 and younger.
Right.
Okay, so also the elite?
Yes.
Okay.
Strengthen.
What else?
Yes, how to reach those
Yeah, if you've got
the
elite too much expensive, then yeah, you should be sticking to the rubber bands.
Yeah, can you think that they will send you some information about cost of the LCD screens?
Yeah, actually no costs at all.
You'll
So if
calculate
you
it.
yeah, so if you you receive an email about it, can you post it in the or should we post that in our project map at full?
I think we only get the costs of everything.
Because you are the marketing
Yeah, I think I'll post it.
Well, perhaps we should have a backup plan if we would use
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
Too expensive.
okay. For now, it's cost of LCD.
Then you have 75% of users find it ugly.
The LCD.
Yeah.
Oh,
And
that's a bit of a
80%
problem.
of users would spend more money with a remote would look fancy.
Oh, that's a bit of a problem.
Yeah, it all look fancy when
It's fancy when they have an
Yeah,
LCD
but
screen.
they don't like it. They think it's ugly when it has an
Yeah,
LCD.
you just play remotes, not specific LCD remotes.
Oh, right. I thought that was
So
Yeah, maybe you can make something fancy out of an LCD remote because it's new, as far as I know.
And then we have other thing like 75% sample out, but that's not a question with the LCD screen. Only thing you have to do is wipe the screen after once in time. You get all the fingerprints off it.
Okay.
Okay, what else does our remote need?
A mute button.
Mute button.
The most important things on the remote control are channel selection, volume put selection, and power usage, and the data text, but that is not of the question. Other things
Shouldn't
are
you put a button of
Sorry?
data text on the for people who want to use it?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I've got a big remote which you
Yeah.
have to fill.
Yeah, we could make a separate menu on the LCD.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's
Other
also
less important things are screen settings, audio settings, and channel settings.
Yeah, they're less important, but I think they should be there.
They should be there, but not
But in a sub menu or
Yeah,
something like that.
sub-menu.
I think it's also important to make it possible to to not use batteries and use Accu batteries
Like
to be
the
yeah.
cars.
Yeah, sure, indeed.
Yeah.
So you can mount the remote control to
Sorry?
You should think
to
of the
rebuild
1250, right?
Yeah, but
I don't know
you
how
don't
much
have any
this is
Yeah,
going
so
to cost.
okay, because when you get an LCD screen, you run out on batteries.
Yeah.
Batteries will be empty very soon.
Power supply is one of
You
the most
should
important things.
Perhaps you shouldn't have
Yeah.
to switch the control off. If you have an LCD screen that burns all the time, You shouldn't want to. That's your extra, that you have first to turn the remote on and then you can
Yeah, I think it's not that easy. Because I don't think people would like it to that you have to turn it on
Right.
first and
That's
then use it.
Yeah.
I think it's better when the TV shuts down or the remote shuts down.
But
And
then you
it's going
can
to stand by mode when you don't use it, so
Yeah, automatically.
Yeah, no, that's
Off
two
to
different things.
the remote.
Yeah. And maybe a low battery indicator?
Yeah.
Sure. That before our anyone gets empty.
Yeah.
They have plenty of time to recharge it. Put it in a charger.
So we are going for a permanent charger.
Yeah, it seems
Is it sensible?
Yeah, because when you're watching TV, you're zapping, they have to put it in a charger.
Yeah.
I don't
No,
think
That's
when
what
you're
I
done with
Yeah, okay, but they have
watching
to make sure
television,
that
you have to
the
put
batteries go hours, 6 hours,
Yeah,
five
sure,
hours.
of
But you
course.
also forget to included
Yeah, then
in
there's
it.
a
You
problem.
can sit on the couch and you don't
But you also forget to buy batteries.
Yeah.
And then you can't use it, so I
Or have to be sure that the battery is lost a couple of days when it returns.
Well, I think the battery should work a lot longer than a couple of
Yeah,
days,
because
you know.
of but it's also diesel.
Yeah, that's the
High power usage.
High power usage, so it should be a standard move to put your remote control in the charger when you're done
Yeah.
watching television. That's also a great advantage because you can't lose it anymore. Because
Yeah.
you are obliged to put it in the charger
Yeah.
and not to leave it in your couch between some cushions.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm getting the point here.
But then you also have to have somewhere where you can put the remote, the charger near your couch. Because otherwise you have to
Yeah, otherwise
walk a
yeah.
long way
Yeah.
when you want to turn on the TV.
Just a small device
Yeah,
for
I think
in the
everything
best
has
TV,
a bit
like
more.
the telephone charger or something.
Yeah, just a cable or even a charger where you can mount it on.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have some news also waiting for you.
Voice share speech recognition.
Partial designs for the elderly did make it possible to enlarge the screen. To make it possible to not display a button at 10 points.
I think that this would be stupid.
No, but
Large
it is
button,
one of the
large
functions
button.
you have to specify.
Oh.
Because we can look at perhaps 40 buttons on the screen, but in the elderly you only look at 2 buttons. Okay.
And you said something about speech recognition?
Yeah, it said
Speech
also
recognition,
yeah.
hello. 12:50.
12:50.
91%, 60-25, 20-60-25 years, 76%, and 30-60-45-35%.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, and I
Even bigger than Carl's speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's do speech.
Well, let's leave out all the remote controls and just put a microphone on top
Yeah.
of the television.
You can
So.
slap or something.
Turn volume off.
Yeah.
Hey, that's an idea.
Maybe say the wrong thing and then
Okay. Well, that should be, it has to be remote control now.
Yeah, remote.
No.
But they want to talk into the remote control
Yeah.
or something, or?
Why not need to pay more for speech recognition in the remote control? It's the only thing it says.
Oh. But do we want to implement that or?
I think doing LCD screens should be sufficient.
Yeah.
But when you look at the percentages
Yeah, it says a lot.
Perhaps the option should be
50, 40, high.
Why not? Why
Yeah,
not?
well, maybe because of the cost, that's why.
Yeah.
Nobody knows how
Let's
much
hope
Well,
to have some
I think it's better if we have LCD because in the area of 36-45, we have about 30% of the market share in our hands, and 55 of those people want LCD screen and 35 want speech recognition. So I think we have to keep it with LCD screen.
But would it be useful to implement both?
Yeah,
One
if the
remote?
costs
Yeah.
allow it.
Yeah.
I don't know what can be done with the cost of $12.50.
Yeah.
Is that a
If it should be done, if it could be done.
Yeah.
We
I
should
don't know.
But how
Yeah.
would you like to implement that? Would you say volume up and then later
Yeah.
on? Yeah.
Certain systems already exist, I think.
Then you also have to have different languages and you go international, you know.
True.
It's good to do French and
Yeah.
Russian and English and
But that should be
Also
accommodated
with
with some software.
also with LCD screen. Because then I think it
Yeah,
sounds different
that's right.
written, volume is different written than
Yeah.
some readers are doing.
It's okay.
Yeah, you
It's
can
okay.
use icons for the
Yeah.
Possible.
speaker and
Yeah.
But that's better than language for
Yeah.
the
So what to yeah, so international
Yeah.
Okay.
What else?
No speech recognition?
Well, if it could be done with
Yeah,
It should be done,
Yeah.
could be done, should be done.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then with different languages?
Yeah, that should be
That's not so difficult at all.
Okay,
Because
just make
I
separate
already
remote
use several
controls, yeah.
voice operating systems and they are all possible to
But
But in
you
official
should adjust with
Every language of dialects
Yeah.
I think it's very difficult to
And you have
use
to speak so that it
Yeah.
can understand.
I think it can be
implemented, but
new.
You could use that as an option if
Yes,
you have
option, yes.
money actually. That's too sweet.
Speech recognition.
Okay, so we don't even know we have enough money left.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've written down on or off button, volume selection, channel selection, digit from 1 to 0. From 0 to 9. A digit, a button to switch between 1 and 2 digits, mute button, a separate menu for teletext, a battery indicator, we're going to use a docking station, and probably LCD, and if there's enough money, speech recognition, and the possibility to enlarge buttons or enlarge buttons.
With the teletext, it wasn't really important.
No.
You also now have colors. I don't know if you should even have that. Yeah, when you press the red button, you go to page 102 and then press the I don't know if we should implement that, because excessive teletext not really important.
Shortcuts.
Yeah, shortcuts. And
we
you can't go to
support. That we could also implement the audio settings, screen settings, in channel settings, but as sub-menus.
Yeah.
Maybe if you turn remote control on, you have to do it, you have to see 1 to 0 channel and volume, and if you want to use teletext, screen or audio, then you can express it.
Yeah.
It should be available,
but not directly available.
Yeah.
Okay, so not too much text for this separate menu.
So actually it is there, but,
yeah, but
just not ready for
everyone. So does it confuse the user?
Not to search.
It's hard to be easy to use.
A search, if you want to use the teletext, you can push the teletext button and then the options become available.
Yeah.
Okay, but no more buttons or functions.
I've got two examples here, but I don't think there's anything we're missing. No, we don't have a video on this. They're a bit smaller, you can actually stretch them. I guess we've got them.
Yeah, the zoom buttons.
For TV.
Yeah,
wide
screen, high screen, different
oh,
things.
That you can put them on
yeah, different
on
yeah.
But that should also be a sub-menu.
Yeah, it should be available, but then it's a screen setting or something.
Yeah. So we should also implement screen settings.
Yeah, screen settings, audio settings, teletext settings you have, channel settings.
Yeah. So
those four, and of course the main.
Yeah. So first see the main, and the other ones you can go to.
Like tap screens or something.
Yeah.
Or
you can do this.
There are a lot of options depending on what kind of television you got. Because if you don't get a widescreen television, you don't need to be
the
screen
mean,
settings
say
for.
Then you
don't use it. And if the television does not support such operations,
you don't have to use it.
Yeah. Or it could be possible to have a standard version of your remote, an expanded version.
And do we want them in different colors? Or and the buttons,
colors? Colors, I think the main color of the control
buttons.
Is the color of the LCD screen.
Yeah.
So you don't want
the
device
itself.
Yeah, the device itself.
100%? 80%?
Let's make it ugly.
We'll spend more money if it's expensive.
Okay, so use a very lot of people.
Perhaps you can make adjustable front. Like if it's
adjustable front,
front
yeah.
Okay.
So
I don't think
well. Make it available in different colors.
Sure.
Red, white, blue, black.
Sea
gray.
Yeah.
Simpsons version.
You press a button, it's on the screen.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well.
5 minutes.
Second of our last final 5 minutes. So I have the things I just read. menus for teletext, screen settings, audio settings, what else? Channel settings?
Can you control the TV?
Yeah.
Perhaps you should you throw them on in one file, so options and then use of the
Yeah.
otherwise you have all those teletext for teletext not
Or like
Like
menu
menu
button
settings also separate menu.
Or
Yeah,
like
but
if you menu button plus menu they have
Yeah.
main usage and all the settings.
Yeah.
Okay, but we can work it out
Yeah.
later.
Yeah.
So we're having a general menu with main user functions, teletext, screen settings, audio settings, channel settings, and maybe there are options for the remote itself, like large icons or small icons. What else?
I think because we don't have a lot of buttons on the world screen.
We
Like
do
menu
have
buttons.
any buttons.
Yeah, but
Which
like
one?
if they only have channel button, the volume button, those buttons.
But
Yeah,
that's
but
also
also
in the
options.
SD, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So we don't
So
have any normal buttons
No, the
that
normal
move
ones,
around?
yeah. Maybe only on the
You know, no.
But we don't
Uh,
need
it's
the
on
menu, we don't need the special options menu for the remote itself.
No.
Okay.
Oh well, you should be able to set which TV you have. If you
Yeah,
have
sure, of course you need the settings button or settings option for the remote control.
Yeah. But isn't updated usually what you said, normal on and off button for TV?
No.
But you don't have to
We discussed that you could charge it, otherwise it jumps to standby mode.
Yeah, but not for the remote, but for the TV that
Yeah,
you need.
the TV of course. Because that's the I think that's the best thing is that to implement that all in the menu with the volume and
But
so
then not as normal button in
No.
the SD.
Well, maybe there should be a separate button apart from the LCD because you can't turn it on when the LCD is off. So how do you turn the thing on next to the
How you just
on button
tap
on the remote?
Yeah, you just tap it.
Just tap it, okay.
Yeah, then it's
And then the television is on also or next to the remote?
No, just the remote.
Okay.
Television
No.
don't have to be on. Then we can
Yeah, it
press
should be in
on.
standby mode.
Yeah,
Then
standby, then press on the remote, press on, and then the TV should be
Yeah.
turnable. Or not.
I don't know why it's handy to have a normal on button and just
Separate.
remember for the TV so you can turn it on and then you can choose the channel. Otherwise you
A normal button
Yeah.
on the remote control
Yeah,
or a normal
to turn it on. Or you should put it in the SD screen.
Yeah, because when you touch the SD screen when it is in standby mode, it should pop on.
Yeah.
Okay,
Why
but
would it be handy to have a normal
Well, I guess if you use the SD screen, first of all you have the on button and you then turn and then the TV goes on. But if you have a normal on button on the remote, then you do it on and then you switch the channel if you want.
Yeah, but I think the remote control, tap the screen, it always should jump to the screen which has the volume button, channel button, and of course also the on and off button.
I think it looks a lot more fancy if
Yeah,
you
I
use
think so too.
you don't have any buttons on the
Yeah.
screen.
Okay. So actually we're going to create a button-less
Yeah.
remote. No buttons at all. Okay, well that might be a unique selling point remote.
If you can
Okay,
afford
well I guess we'll have to postpone further discussion to our next meeting because we're running out of time. For now, we're having a lunch break. And then there will be half an hour for the next share of individual work. I will write minutes if I can create them like this and put them in the project documents folder. Here are the individual actions for the other roles. And of course, specific instructions will be sent to you again by your personal coach. Okay, as we are. Okay, well, thank you very much for now and
Lunch?
have a nice lunch, huh?
Yeah.
Should we put this back in my room for next week?
Yeah, that's right. That's all.
Yeah.
Wow.